Now, getting back to the major scale chart, if you'll notice on page 9, you see the major scale chart. You'll see the C scale already written in for you across the top, and then you'll see going down the left column under C all the other beginning points of each scale. And when you complete this, you will have all 12 major scales ready to go, and therefore we can learn the chords for each key. What I would do is keep this first page as a master in case you need to run another copy. If you'll turn the page, you'll see a duplicate. It is exactly the same page. It'll be your working page. And that way, if you make a mistake or you need to redo something, you'll always have a good master to copy again. To complete the major scale chart on page 9, please pause this tape and work with one scale at a time. Establish the notes by referring to the whole step and half step patterns we've used for writing the C, F, and G major scales. In fact, you might want to just go ahead and plug in those scales as we have just done back on page 7. That'll give you 3 scales to go by. When you're finished with each scale, check your work by looking at the 4 helpful hints listed on the bottom of page 8. You'll be writing in each letter name across, going horizontally across the page, and then you'll be adding sharps or flats as needed to obey the whole step and half step pattern. Also, remember, you're playing by ear, and playing each scale will help you hear any note that's incorrect and the scales that flow correctly. The major scale chart is completed for you in the back, but I do encourage you to accept the challenge of this musical puzzle on your own first before you look, and then you can check your work against the page that's in the appendix in the back. Since this one major scale chart is of utmost importance throughout this volume and subsequent volumes, it's very important that you understand how it's created. Then you can learn to spell and play the chords by interpreting it correctly. Once you have finished it and you've checked your work with the completed major scale chart in the appendix, you'll want to use highlighters or colored pencils to color each scale horizontally. This is for eye ease, to keep your eyes focused on the row or key you're playing in. Also, on your supplementary practice tape, I play each scale.